chapter 50, Krishna establishes Dwarka. And we're doing text number 45 through 53. Tam drishtva chintayat Krishna. Shankarsana Sahayavan Aho Yadunam Vrijinam Praptam Hyo Bhayato Mahat Tam Drishtva Chintayat Krishna Sankarsana Sahayavan Aho Yadunam Vrijinam Praptam Hyo Bhayato Mahat Tam Drishtva Chintayat Krishna Sankarsana Sahayavan Aho Yadunam Vrijinam Praptam Hyo Bhayato Mahat Tam Drishtva Chintayat Krishna Krishna
Excellent. You have some good Sanskrit scholars coming up. So word for word, tam, him, drishtva, seeing, achintayat, thought, Krishna, Lord Krishna, sankarshana, by Lord Balaram, sahayavan, assisted, aho, Yadunam, for the Yadus. Vrijinam, for a problem. Prabdam, arrived. He, indeed. Ubhayataha, from both sides. From Kaliyavana, and also from Jarasandha. Mahat, great. Translation and purport by the disciples of Srila Prabhupada. When Lord Krishna and Lord Shankarshan saw Kaliyavana, Krishna thought about the situation and said, "Ah, a great danger now threatens the Yadus from both sides." Purport. We may note here that although Sri Krishna had defeated Jarasandha 17 times against tremendous odds, he did not immediately annihilate the army of Kaliyavana, thus keeping intact the benediction granted to Gargya by Lord Shiva, as explained in the previous purport. Text 46, we'll all chant together. Yavano yam nirundesyan adyatavan mahabala magado pyadya vasvava parashvo vagamishyati. Translation. This Yavana is besieging us already, and the mighty king of Magadha will soon arrive here. If not today, then tomorrow or the next day. Text 47. Avayo yudhyator asya yadyaganta jarasuta bandho nanishyatya nishyate swapuram bali. If powerful Jarasandha comes while we too are busy fighting Kaliyavana, Jarasandha will kill our relatives or else take them away to his capital. 48. Tasmar adya vidashyamo tatra gyatin samadaya yavanam gatayamaye. Therefore, we will immediately construct a fortress that no human force can penetrate. Let us settle our family members there and then kill the barbarian king. Text 49. Iti sammantriya bhagavan durgam dvadasha yojanam anta samudre nagaram krishna bhutam achikarat. After thus discussing the matter with Balaram, the Supreme Personality of Godhead had a fortress 12 yojanas in circumference built within the sea. Inside that fort, he had a city built containing all kinds of wonderful things. And text 50-53. Drishyate yatra hi tvastram vijnanam shilpanai punam rathya chatvara vithivir yata vastu vinirmitam suradrumalato dhyana vichitro pavananditam Hema Shringar Divi Sprigbhi Sphatikattala Gopurai Raja Tarakutai Koshthai Hema Kumbhaira Lakritai Ratna Kutai Bihai Hema Mahama Sthalai Vastos Tatidam Chagrihai Vallabhi Vishanirmitam Chatur Varnya Janakirnam Yadu Deva Griho Yasad. Long translation. In the construction of that city could be seen the full scientific knowledge and architectural skill of Vishwakarma. There were wide avenues, commercial roads, and courtyards laid out on ample plots of land. There were splendid parks and also gardens stocked with trees and creepers from the heavenly planets. The gateway towers were topped with golden turrets touching the sky, and their upper levels were fashioned of crystal quartz. The gold-covered houses were adorned in front with golden pots and on top with jeweled roofs, and their floors were inlaid with precious emeralds. Beside the houses stood treasury buildings, warehouses, and stables for fine horses, all built of silver and brass. Each residence had a watchtower and also a temple for its household deity. Filled with citizens of all four social orders, the city was especially beautified by the palaces of Sri Krishna, the Lord of the Yadus. Purport. Srila Sridhar Swami explains that the state highways, Ratyaha, were in front and the secondary roads, Vityaha, behind. And behind them were courtyards, Chatvarani. Within these courtyards were surrounding walls, and within the walls stood golden residences, atop which shone crystal watchtowers crowned with golden pots. Thus the buildings were multi-storied. The word vastu indicates that the houses and buildings were constructed on ample plots of land with plenty of room for green areas. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om agyanati nirandasya gyananjana shalakaya chakshurun militam yena tasmai shri guruve namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dharati Swapadantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Parakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsya Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Lalitash Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sutedevi Pranamami Hari Priye Pancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyaye Vacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasari Gaurabhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. That was very nice from the children. So I'll go through each verse and then I'll make a comment. When Lord Krishna and Lord Shankarshan saw Kalyavana, Krishna thought about the situation and said, a great danger now threatens the Yadus from two sides. So those who are following the story here, Krishna and Balaram, they are in a certain city in India. Who knows among the children? Which city are they in now? Yeah? Dwarka? They will be going to Dwarka. Okay, you corrected yourself. So Mathura, they are in Mathura. And they have been there for some time. Previously to Mathura, where were Krishna and Balaram? Before they went to Mathura, they were in another place. Yes? Vrindavan, sure, Vrindavan. They were in Vrindavan. So now they're in Mathura, and there is a difficulty here where there are two armies wanting, would be converging on Krishna and Balaram. The army of Kaliyavana and also that of Jarasandha. So Krishna is telling his elder brother Balaram that if we have to fight two at once, we may not be able to do it. Of course, Krishna can do anything, but he is saying that Jarasandha will come, and Kaliyavana, he had a big, very big army. How many soldiers were in Kaliyavana's army? You remember, we were just reading? Yeah, Jatari. 30 million. 30 million. 30 million soldiers. That's a very, very big number. America has what, about 300 million people? 250? Something like that. So that's 1/8 of the population of America, more or less. 1/10, okay, 1/8 to 1/10. So that's a lot of people. So if they have to fight all these 30 million, and then Jarasandha will come with who knows how many millions of soldiers. His first set of soldiers were 23 Akshihinis. And an Akshihini is approximately 250,000 men. We're not counting the animals, the elephants and the horses and so forth. So, according to the description given of what the Akshihini is, about 240,000, 250,000. So Krishna has decided that he would build a place where he can take all the residences, all the devotees, and protect them, because if they are fighting one army and then the other army comes and attack, they could take away all the devotees, all the family members and the other devotees of Krishna. So Krishna didn't want that. So he wanted to protect the devotees. Krishna is always protecting the devotees. And therefore, he has decided to build the Dwarka fort, which is said to be 15, is it? 12. Was it 12? 12 yojanas. 12 yojanas. Who knows what's a yojana? How many miles is a yojana? Yes. What did you say?
3 miles.
3 miles? Okay, it's a little more than that. That's a big number, yeah. Let's see somebody else over there. A yojana is how many miles?
Five?
Okay, that's a good guess. We're getting closer. First one says 3, now we get a 5. Takarani?
10.
Oh, you went too far. Goranga? 8, that's correct. So a yojana is 8 miles. So if it's 12 miles in circumference, circumference means around. You go all the way around. So that's 12 eighths, 96. 96 miles around. That's pretty big. From here to Gainesville is about 20 miles, just to give you an idea. So circumference was 96 miles. And usually when these cities and beautiful gardens and so forth need to be built, there is one engineer who is usually asked to do this service. Who knows who that engineer is? The engineer of the demigods. Yeah?
Vishwakarma,
yes. So Vishwakarma was the one who actually built Dwarka and all the residences in there. You see, there are different descriptions given of the different gardens and the walkways and all the different houses and the types of material used. Now we use, board and concrete and so forth. But in this Dwarka and other places, they're built with all kinds of valuable gems, markata jewelry, pearls and sapphire and so forth, very, very opulent. So, so the next verse says, this Yavana is besieging us already, and the mighty king of Magadha will soon arrive here. If not today, then tomorrow or the next day. If powerful Jarasandha comes while we two are busy fighting Kalyavana, Jarasandha will kill our relatives or else take them away to his capital. After thus discussing the matter with Balaram, the Supreme Personality of Godhead had a fortress 12 yojanas in circumference built within the sea. Inside that fort he had a city built containing all kinds of wonderful things. So it was built within the sea, and actually there are descriptions of people who have noticed that within the sea, right off the coast of Gujarat, the Gujaratis are considered to be automatically devotees of Krishna. So there are different people who have actually found that there is a city underneath the waters. That could very well be the Dwarka. So Vishwakarma, he builds all these different residences. Dwarka, it is said that he brought the Sudharma assembly hall from the heavenly regions, brought it into Dwarka. And when you're within that boundary, it is said that all the six whips, Srila Prabhupada called it the six whips, these don't affect us. These don't affect the persons who are within there. The six kinds of material pangs, namely hunger. One doesn't get hungry, one doesn't get thirsty, there is no lamentation, there is no illusion, and most of all, there is no old age and death. So it's a very, very nice place to be within. Everyone would probably like to be there. And so Vishwakarma, he builds for the demigods, for the devotees. And then the demons, they also have an engineer. They also have a builder. What's his name? Maya. Maya Danava. Or sometimes he's called Maya Sura. So Maya Sura, Maya Danava, he built what is called a Tripura. Tripura is like three cities that were considered to be invisible, and those were built for the demons. And from there, actually, the demons did defeat the devotees, the demigods. So Maya Danava, he has built that, and he is also he also built something for Arjuna and Yudhishthir, an assembly hall. There was a time when there was the Kandava forest. Maya Danava actually lived in the Kandava forest. And when there was a forest fire, actually Krishna and Arjuna, I think they started the fire there. And so they escaped, and they went on top of the hill. And while the fire was burning, Maya Danava, he was actually going to be killed, be burnt, and Arjuna saved him. So because of that, good deed, he decided to build an assembly hall for Yudhishthira and Arjuna and them. So all these are wonderful things that that are there in the Vedic scriptures and the history of the world. It is said that It may be remembered, Srila Prabhupada is writing, it may be remembered that the Sudharma assembly house was taken away from the heavenly planet and was re-established in the city of Dwarka. The specific significance of the assembly house was that anyone who entered it would be free from the six kinds of material pangs. These whips of material existence, and as these are the whips, and as long as one remained in that assembly house of Sudharma, he would not be affected by these six material whips. Fortunately, we don't have to necessarily be within this house of Sudharma. We can just stay within the house of devotional service. And we can also feel the same pleasure or the lack of these different whips. It is said, later Narad Muni described how the demon Maya Danava constructed Tripura. Because of this defeat, Lord Shiva dismantled Tripura, thus he became famous as Tripurari. For this, Rudra is very much appreciated and worshipped by the demigods. So in this way, there are lots of historical facts regarding these different topics. In the construction of that city could be seen the full scientific knowledge and architectural skill of Vishwakarma. And we read already, there were wide avenues, commercial roads, courtyards and so forth. Each residence had a watchtower and also a temple for its household deity. So every house had deities. So Srila Prabhupada was very kind to introduce to us devotional service, the chanting and the hearing and the reading of Krishna, and also the establishment of the deities within the household. So everyone who wants to be freed from these six whips of material life, they can take shelter of the deities, they can worship the deity at home. Among the children, all those who have deities at home, raise your hands. Very good, almost everybody. So, by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada, we are getting this chance to engage like this in devotional service. All right, so let me stop there and see if there's any questions or comments. Chitari Prabhu. The microphone is on top there. Desk over there.
Okay. There was one part in the verses you read about some benediction that Kalyavana received or something. Where,
yeah.
Can you describe? I missed the verse.
Or? Yeah, Kalyavana. He Gargya, his father, Gargya was his father, he prayed to Lord Shiva for 12 years. And during that 12-year period, he was only eating powdered iron. So he was only eating powdered iron. And he begged Lord Shiva to have a son who would give trouble to the Yadavas. So if Krishna killed Kalyavana now, then he wouldn't get a chance to give trouble to the to the Yadavas. So he saved him. That's how it works. He did not kill Kalyavana. He would leave Kalyavana to be killed by Muchakunda in the cave. And he wouldn't kill Jarasandha. It is described that that Krishna, he didn't want to kill Jarasandha because Jarasandha was helping him to accomplish his service of, you know, of the reason why he came to the world, to get rid of all the demoniac kings. And therefore Jarasandha was a good man to organize all the demoniac kings to come, and then Krishna would kill them all wholesale. So in that way, every time he defeated Jarasandha, They would tie him up, but then they would release him to go and get more kings, get more demons to come. Should we come? Yeah.
So, Kalyavana, he's considered a barbarian.
Yeah.
And Srila Prabhupada commented, the barbarians are considered like Europeans. That is one. Another point that the Yadus, when they were annihilated, they had to go out of Dwarka. Because like you said just now, one who lives in Dwarka would not suffer old age or death. So Lord Krishna took them out of Dwarka to Prabhas. And then they were...
Oh yeah, that was to continue the pastime of when they want to leave the world.
Yeah.
They had to leave. So they, no one could kill them. So they had to... Krishna arranged that. Among the children, do you know what a barbarian is? A barbarian. Have you ever heard? Huh? No, what is a barbarian? She knows. Sorry? They do bad things. Okay, well that's a fair description. They do bad things, that's for sure. So a barbarian is described as one who is uncivilized, they don't have much education, they like to fight, they'll come out on the battlefield without any weapons, or sometimes they get weapons, but their main weapon is their anger, and they're always angry and upset, barbarian, uncivilized, and they like to fight, they're warriors, they love to fight. So this Kalyavana, he was a barbarian, and he had 30 million others like him, who were all killed by Krishna and Balaram. Mukundapu. Oh yeah, Shesha Prabhu had his hand up.
Really nicely also, Jiva Goswami has explained that actually, people say that Dwarka is built by Vishwakarma, but actually the credit is given to Vishwakarma. But it's explained in Gopal Champu that messengers used to go back and forth between Dwarka or Mathura and Vrindavan. So when they heard that Kalyavana was attacking and that there was so much danger, they became very fearful of what may happen. So they got together and they performed a sacrifice, a yajna, for the protection and welfare of Krishna. And in that sacrifice, they were offering various things, and they all began to offer, oh, may he be protected like this. May he have a place in the middle of the ocean where no one can bother him. And they were all offering these things into the yajna. So this is what inspired in the heart of Krishna the idea to create Dwarka. And because Dwarka is eternal, it's one of his eternal dharms, it actually manifested by Yogamaya. And they give Vishwakarma the credit for the internal design, the, what do you call it? Interior decorating. But actually the dharma is manifested by Yogamaya. And the priest of Dwarka, they say that the word Dwarka is like a constriction of the word Dwarakaha. Dwarakaha means where's the door? Because when all the Mathura Vasis went to sleep, they just woke up the next morning, they were in Dwarka. So they didn't know how they got there. So the word is Dwarakaha, where's the door? How did we get here?
I see. Jai. Thank you. Sheshapu?
I just had a question about, you know, like they found these ruins in the sea, and then there's the bridge of Ramachandra. I mean, are we accept these things as actually ruins of Dwarka City, or the bridge that Hanuman and the
Hanuman
other
built?
I mean, how are we to think about those things?
Well, I just accept them as facts. But Jatari has an answer.
I was reading, not sure where it was, about maybe it was even in our BTG, I don't know, there was a man from India who is basically grew up in a devotee family, but just didn't believe all the stories. But he grew up and became, I guess, some kind of an archaeologist, and so somehow or other his work led him to begin doing some research into where Dwarka was, and they're actually finding in the ocean there, you know, stones that have been cut and placed in an orderly manner. I don't know how far it's gone, but they're doing some excavation and finding things.
Yeah. Well, we may not be able to say exactly what it is, but because the description is given in the scripture, we could take it like that, that whatever the archaeologists are finding in terms of underneath the water, they're finding big walls of concrete, I mean, different gems and so forth. We can take it that was what? Huh?
Oh. As far as the Lanka, though, the description in Fifth Canto was that it's 100 yojana, it makes 800 miles, and Lanka is only like 100 miles, so that's some question there. Like, is that the same Lanka, or would it be 8-10 times further and bigger?
Right.
According to Bhagavatam and other Shastras, so.
Well, from Rameshwaram to Sri Lanka?
Yeah, it's described as 100 yojanas, and that's only...
About 20 miles.
Lanka there now is only 100 miles. Mm-hmm. So it would be 8 times further, and Lanka could be that size, but...
Yeah.
A lot further than...
Well, that's...
A lot further than what they find, though, what the Lanka we have.
That is always a question. Jai Sri Radhi has a comment. Okay, Lakshmi, your turn.
So I was wondering what you meant by in the sea. Was it like a floating city, or was it an actual island?
Jai Sri Radhi, you answer. Well, it's a good question. He said it is mentioned that Krishna built it within the sea. He built the fort within the sea. So, more than that, I don't know. Tamaharapu? Is that microphone? Microphone? Oh, she has another question. One sec, she has another question.
I was also wondering how 30 million people fit in Mathura.
30 million people, yeah, that's a lot. I don't know. That was just the army. But they were more than that, of course. Mother Madhumati. Okay, Prema Manjari. Microphone.
Present. There's a BBC film on this where how they're continuing even today to do the archaeological excavation of Dwarka, and it was being done with a team from overseas and from India, and they have found the ruins, they've come out with it, and they actually tell how the formation of the earth has changed over the years and how Dwarka actually went down underwater. So it's due to the changing of the earth and the water and everything that has actually, of course, archaeological, they will be proving that. With philosophically, you know the reasons why Dwarka doesn't have the issues now. But so there is more. I'll try to get my hands on that to have the kids to watch that. It's a big
one. Srila Prabhupada used to say that all these things that are mentioned in the scriptures, gradually the scientists and the, you know, the others, geologists and so forth, they gradually come up with the same evidence. To be clear. Can you get the microphone? Anything else? Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
Thank you. Gracias.
purposely to establish the fact that we are having and it is, you know, but they said it's very, very deep. I mean, with time,
de la tarima
que hicieron.